Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Dr. Huston. Rest upon everyone on YouTube and do another one of those times. Truly, indeed, we honor the Lord on this morning for every one of you out alive in the chat room, live by phone, archive, or the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings be upon every one of you. Indeed, our continued prayer. We are thankful and grateful to the Lord for this glorious opportunity to share what the Lord has placed in our hearts. Put us in our hearts and help us to honor you on this morning. Thank you for this glorious week. Thank you for this glorious day. Thank you for this enormous Good Friday in commemoration of what you did for us by sending your son to advocate for us. Thank you for this indeed a Good Friday. Matter of fact, the paradox of it, but it's bad in the sense and the natural. What our Savior had to do, but then it's good because of eternal ratification, because of one person sacrificed. Millions upon billions will be saved in the How about I thank you that I'm counting among them? I am there in the midst. I give you praise and glory. I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins, of all my sins, of all my sins, of all my sins, of all my Jesus died for my anger. Therefore, I ask you to help me. My sins have thirst of anger, but yet you have told us we can have righteous anger. So, Father, we honor you on this morning. I do wonder. Choice to come to this ministry. I'm alive in the chat room by my phone, on our podcast, but in homes of family, it's a ministry for spreading joy, Father, we give you praise and glory. You are honored. You are pleased. You be faithful and committed to be consistent. Father, that you breathe upon it and will grow and it will magnify. So we thank you for the growth. We thank you for your magnification. We thank you. We expect you. You told us to dominate. You told us to subdue. You told us to multiply. You told us to multiply. So, Father, we ask you to give us boldness to not allow a demon of fear and intimidation to keep us in front of that and grow us. And we thank you for the growth of the ministry. We thank you, Father, that we expect supernatural, immediate growth of the ministry. For your name's sake and for your glory, we expect immediate multiplication to be. And multiplication for more. We thank you, Father, that we draw the peace. Ministry, a lot of check on my phone, our God, the podcast, to bless their homes, their families, and ministries, for us in Father, we decree and declare that this is a day of peace, favor, reflection, and rest, and growth in you, growth in more focus on the ordained future that you have ordained for us. We thank you, Father. This is the last day of Mac Positive. not enough will no longer be named among us. Supernatural season. Father God, now, as we commemorate Good Friday of Holy Week, when we look at Good Friday, it's Jesus' kids going on. We are, what, 5 o'clock hour time old? So many things have transpired. He was arrested. He was set up by his faithful friend, Jesus. Why did you call him friend? Because that's what Jesus called him. Jesus called him friend. What does that mean? You are friend. You be true to yourself. Because I don't want to say with you. If someone comes and says that they're friend, and you say, okay, I accept your friendship, you be faithful. Because you will be judged on that. How you treat them. As I was growing up, I was raised by the Holy Ghost and the Father, parents, thank God, who were in covenant. Amen. They often taught me that do unto others, which is scriptures, as you have them do unto you. And then they would also tell me, don't worry about people mistreating you, because they're going to reap what they sow, and the Lord is going to make sure of that. But you watch how you treat them. You don't let them bring you down to that level, because it's obvious that there's something in you that they're intimidated and jealous by for them to even come near you. They are human agents of Satan. They're being used of Satan to distract you, to bring you down, because they are intimidated by you. So you don't worry about them. You hand them over to the Lord. I know it sounds easy, but it's also hard, especially when you are in the midst of being the target. It's frustrating. You get upset, you get angry. Who likes being buffeted around and mistreated and kicked around? That's why this year was so special to me in commemorating the Holy Week, because now I can truly say I fully understand what our Savior endured. So getting back to the Lord's schedule, and Luke for his gospel, I love Matthew and Luke because they're detail oriented. It's just something about Dr. Luke. No, he wasn't an eyewitness, but he's obvious that he was around someone or some person who were eyewitnesses, and they gave him accurate account. So here we are. It's 12 o'clock. Our Savior's in the Garden of Gethsemane. And isn't that not ironic and pivotal and fulfillment of prophecy? How can to be fulfilled. He was just in the garden of Gethsemane, but he was also in the garden of Eden. That the first man, Adam, lost his position and his place. He fell. What did he fall from? He fell from grace. He fell from sonship. Glory to God. Glory to God. He fell from grace. He fell from sonship. And he was abiding in mercy. But since mercy had limitation, grace had to come in. And grace only came in through the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Lord, I love you, my Father. I give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, hallelujah. Oh, shout out to God. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful. And Luke's glorious gospel. In chapter 23, we see our Savior is on a trajectory. Again, he has left his friend's house, Lazarus, and Mary, and Martha. He has already participated in the natural Passover, which he conveyed to the disciples what was about to transpire to him. Now he has set his face like flint. Jesus has betrayed him. And he's in the garden of Gethsemane talking to the Father, trying to get some ease for what he's about to transpire in an hour. So here we are, we're in the garden of Gethsemane where these trumped up charges begin. Jesus will have a total of six fake mistrials. They're fake in front of because they're before the Sanhedrin, as it were. But it's illegal because Scripture says you're not supposed to have judgment, that type of thing. The darkness after Sabbath. And so they trumped up charges, had Jesus out of the Sabbath, the day of the Sabbath, not the week of the Sabbath, which is the time, but we're talking about the day of the Sabbath, which is the going out, which is the evening. So at 12 o'clock, I'm safe for the rest of my children. Remember, the scripture says in John that it entered him, the devil entered him. Judas, in other words, he was going to do it anyway, because he was evil and wicked. But he was given an opportunity to say no. He could have said no and Jesus still went to the cross, but that was his purpose. I said it again. Jesus still went to the cross, but the Judas betrayed him or not. Judas had the same opportunity to say, I'm not going to do this. But Jesus still went to the cross. Why? Because it's his pleasure to do the will that he wants to do. Nothing was going to hinder or stop him from going to the cross. Because nothing did. Even Judas' betrayal still didn't stop Jesus from fulfilling his purpose. So Judas would not have done that. Jesus still was on the phone. Jesus, since he was not predicated on man, come on, Holy Ghost. Jesus' mission and purpose was not predicated on no human being. He was going to the cross. Regardless, he was going to go to that cross. And he was going to go to grave. And he was going to go to show hell and take back the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Oh, he was going to do that regardless. So don't feel sorry. Judas had the same opportunity. He could have said, no. I ain't gonna do that. And Jesus here would have took up. Well, how can you say this? Because the Holy Ghost, the preacher in me, was Jesus himself saying it. He said, no man takes my life. So I tell you right there. He decreed and he declared. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. So if no man took his life, that means he did not deal his future in the hands of no human. Which would be a preacher. Let me say it again. Judas could have said, no, I changed my mind. And Jesus still went to the cross. Why? Because it was his will, it was his purpose. He said his meat is to do the will of the Father. So what did he had to fulfill the prophecy. So Jesus didn't have to do that. But to fulfill the scripture that was recorded in Psalms, that even my faithful friend who went to church lifted his heels against me. Say it out that way. But still, Jesus had the same opportunity to say no. And Jesus still would have went to the cross. And he still would have been betrayed. Why? Because he was betrayed. What are you saying? All those who were there on Palm Sunday saying over there betrayed him and said, crucify. That's betrayal. Come on. Many of them, he had laid hands on them and healed their family members, healed them, and they out there saying crucified. So Judas didn't have to do that. No. He chose to do it. Good God. When the text said that it entered into Judas, that means he had made his final decision. Over in the text, I believe it was in Matthew. He said, one of you will betray me. All of them that say it. One of them say, who is it going to be? The Lord said, he saw it. And Judas asked him, Lord, is it me? Jesus said, no, it's me. Then Jesus called. That was time for the thing. He could say, oh, no, I don't want this, Lord. Let this pass for me. I don't want it. He didn't say that. Can't you see the seed of Cain? Oh, Lord, thank you for revelation. Can't you see the seed of Cain here? We see Abel was a shadow and a type of our Lord and say, come on, Holy Ghost, make a plan. See, Abel was a shadow. Abel was a shadow and a type of our Lord. Same with the Spirit. Wonderful. Whose innocent blood, as Hebrews say, Jesus' blood speaks better things than that of Abel. Watch your Amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. Those of you who must go and you have to go to work, Father, I pray that you give them faith. Cover them with your blood, cover their children with your blood, Father. Protect them, shield them. Now, you are more than welcome to come back. Listen in. Those of you who are the podcast, you're welcome to listen. Either listen by phone, internet, call back or iTunes. All we need in the lab, all we not in the greater world. Wonderful. I love you all for the love of Jesus. I love you all for the love of Jesus. And the peace of God abide in the victory of God. I don't know what the form of this is. I will be over there a few moments longer. But the future. Be a guest of the group. Now, again, Jesus was going to go to the cross regardless of why, because that was his purpose, that was his mission, that was his assignment, and his purpose and his passion and his assignment. Why they call it passion? Because it was his pleasure to please the Father. But again, it's called passion because it is and was and always will be the passion and the desire of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to please the Father even unto the agonizing death. It pleased him to please the Father even to endure the agonizing death. Please, the Father, you can endure this little uncomfortableness. Paul said these light afflictions that last but a moment. You cast down, but you're not utterly cast out. And don't get me wrong, I'm not downplaying what you're going through. It's significant, but compared to what I was saying, you endure, it's nothing. That's why the Apostle Paul, my brother, said, these light afflictions last but for a moment. Because he looked one day and he saw. He might not have been there, but he looked one day and he saw what the master endured. And he said, oh, it's irritating, yes. Frustrating, yes. But compared to what the master, if he endured all of it, he is not going to do it. And being over in another relationship, and because of what Jesus said, we are always triumphant. Over to God. To me, that's why he said in another, he said, to know him in the spirit of his son. Lord, we love you. We thank you for enduring. And now, you're seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Thank you. Love us enough to reach the cross and that's still one enough. Love us enough to go to hell and preach. That's still one enough. And now he's in heaven. Soon to appear to come and give us praying for us, interceding for us. Thank you. I know I wouldn't have made it if one. I'm infallible proof. He's getting ahead of myself, but I got to preach this thing. I got to say it. I'm infallible proof that he came. and that he rose triumphant, and that he's alive forevermore. I'm proof, because I know what I went through. I wouldn't be here today. Hounds of hell on your heels. Human agents of Satan who sold their souls. Plotting against you. And none of it's worked. It ain't because of me. It ain't because of my supposedly marvelous prayer life. It's because of Jesus, my Savior, who lives within me. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And I praise him anyway. You better get out of my way. I dance all over you. That's why David danced out of his cross. He was being hounded by witchcraft and the human agents of Satan. Good God, I'm not sure. That's why you don't hear nothing from Job. You didn't hear nothing else from Job. He went to hell. And it was nobody but God who kept him in his right mind. He'll be with you when you walk through the darkness of the illness of the illness. Yeah, I say illness. Satan don't care about you. He don't care about himself. Ain't no caring in here. Jesus already told you that. So Father, we thank you that from this moment forward, I decree and declare, we will not fall victim and prey to Satan and his hijinks and shenanigans no more. We decree and declare that you would open up our eyes and our spirit and our ears to you and you only, that when anybody appear in our presence, we will immediately recognize whether they are with you or with Satan. As Joshua, he tried to say, hey, wait a minute, if you are the Lord, if you are Satan, which one is it? Because if you are the devil, I'm chopping you up. Joshua had zero tolerance, so I decree and declare from this moment forward, we have zero tolerance for Satan and his human agents. I don't care what form they in. I don't care how they appear. And they will stay away from us. Because what connection does light have with darkness? Nothing. Because when you turn the light on, the darkness immediately leaves. So Jesus scheduled very hectic 12 o'clock. He was arrested. From 12 to 4, he was in the midst of wicked evil. He thought he was intelligent and smart. Trials on top of trials. I call them the mistrials of Jesus. He was passed from judgment hall to judgment hall. So between 5 and 6 o'clock, he was being beaten. And being nailed to the cross. And so about 3 o'clock in the heavens, it's estimated that he gave us a go. 4 o'clock, they took his body. Why they were preparing about it. He was already in show at preaching. He was on assignment. And so when you look at darkness, out of light. They saw Jesus coming in hell as well. Infallible truth. Infallible. I'm in Babylon. I'm just living, breathing, walking, beautiful. Like the Apostle Paul. I didn't confer with flesh and blood. I came through the furnace of affliction. But God is faithful. He's just. And that has been sent to harass you. Watch your God harass it. Hey, according to Jeremiah 30. Everything that was sent from Satan, the Lord has sent it back to Satan and his emanation today. And if I don't be God's prophet, he won't manifest, but it will manifest because I'm his prophet. And he said, touch not mine in order to do my prophet on. Blessed. Stubborn, wicked situation that did not and refused to leave your life, it has helped. It has dissolved. It has disintegrated because of the power of Jesus Christ. And it is done. In Jesus' name. Unto the Lord that I was to meet again. Go in the peace of God, the power and the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you.